take no care. A couple nights ago, I was having difficulty sleeping. I found that my mind was occupied with thoughts about some things that were quite serious, such as family relationships, and other things quite trivial, what to cook, what to buy at the grocery, what to wear, etc. I attempted to get quiet inside and listen, but wasn't very successful. I was finally able to doze off for a few minutes, and upon awakening was able to hear. Many scriptures came to mind. I remember Jesus' words about taking no thought for my life, about what to eat or drink or put on my body. I heard Paul telling me to be careful for nothing if I want to experience the peace of God which passes all understanding, and Peter telling me to cast all my care upon the Lord because he cares for me. And this morning I found this thought reiterated by David, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." I thought of the incident where the disciples awakened Jesus, who was sleeping during the storm. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, and he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" I was rapidly getting the message that it is not God's will or intent that we worry, be anxious, take care about anything whatsoever, that God has taken full responsibility for anything that could cause us to be anxious. Even when we are in the midst of a storm, literally or figuratively, we are not to be afraid or wonder if God is caring for us. We are to be so confident of God's care that we, like Jesus demonstrated, can even sleep, be completely relaxed and without fear through it. Then I began recalling the scriptures which revealed why this is possible. Paul says it best, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." If my humanity, the carnal mind that does all the worrying, is dead, and the Christ is living my life in the flesh for me and as me, there's certainly no cause for worrying about his ability to live it perfectly. If I have indeed cast all my worries upon him, knowing that he cares for me, if I have allowed the government of my life to be upon his shoulder, I will know that he is indeed performing that which is given me to do. But I realize that the humanity, ego, doesn't reckon itself to be dead very easily or willingly. It has to die daily. It has difficulty receiving God's righteousness as a free gift and is always wanting to do something to earn it. We, like John the Baptist, have to humble ourselves, allowing the Christ to increase as we decrease, acknowledging, as did even the man Jesus, that of mine own self, my ego, my humanity, I can do nothing, that it is the Father within who does the works. Now we are in a position to respond to the invitation of the Christ. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I had opportunity to practice this revelation immediately. I was planning a luncheon for today with several ladies from the church I attend. I have always enjoyed cooking and feeding people, but have never been completely relaxed about it because I've had a reputation I've wanted to uphold. I remembered what Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation." It is my true identity, the new creature, not my humanity, that is one with God. I must make that humanity of no reputation, knowing that it can do nothing. I have but one responsibility, and that is to listen to the Spirit of Christ speaking from inside and follow the guidance received while listening. I hear the Christ speaking to me as he did to Martha. "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. When I live my life without taking care, just being obedient to that voice, I do not concern myself with the outcome, because it is not my humanity living, but the Christ who is living me. I have to remind myself that it doesn't matter, that I don't care, or I take no care about what occurs as a result of my obedience. I cease putting my attention on my humanity and its performance, and keep it on the Christ, my true identity. It is only then that I can enjoy the perfect peace that we all long for. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.